Unit 2, page 17. The Hazards of E-Waste. Listening Extra. Exercise B. Listen to the documentary. Check the topics in Exercise A that are discussed.
Can you imagine living in a world without technology? Thanks to computers, we're able to work more efficiently and with greater freedom. And smartphones have enabled us to stay in touch with family and friends in ways we couldn't have dreamed of 50 years ago. Yet despite all the benefits of technology, there is a darker issue, which is largely hidden from most consumers. This 21st century problem is electronic waste, otherwise known as e-waste. We interviewed several savvy customers who purchase new cell phones or laptops, and we discovered that not many of them really know what happens to their old phones and laptops once they've been discarded. So, let's take a journey to learn more about this issue. Dr. Priya Adani is an expert on the health issues resulting from heavy metal leakage into the environment.
As you know, electronics include many different elements. Some precious metals such as silver and gold, and heavy metals like cadmium, lead, silicon, etc. Now, the elements by themselves may not all be dangerous, but we don't really know about all the possible dangers when the materials are separated from the other elements used in electronics.
So, you mean when the computers or phones are taken apart?
Yes, exactly. Old electronics are often shipped to recycling facilities in developing countries where they are disassembled, and there may not be a lot of regulation to protect workers there. Workers might not be given protective equipment, so they might touch dangerous materials without masks or gloves, and they may breathe in toxic fumes during the work.
Do we know about possible health effects?
Good question. Very little research has been done, so it's hard to say. But we do know about health problems from many of these substances individually. For example, lead, as scientists have known for years, can cause substantial damage to the central and peripheral nervous systems, which can result in many serious health problems. And mercury can affect your memory. It can also cause a loss in sight or hearing. And so on. This is a serious problem, which unfortunately is not receiving the attention it should.
E-waste also creates environmental problems. Dr. Stephen Jen is an environmental researcher who specializes in e-waste.
The amount of waste produced is astounding. According to recent reports, approximately 50 million tons of e-waste is produced on a yearly basis. The U.S. alone gets rid of at least 30 million computers per year. Naturally, these figures are expected to rise dramatically as the population increases and the price of electronics decreases. And not enough of this e-waste is being recycled. Figures vary, but it's approximately 15 to 20%. The rest of the materials, up to 85%, go to landfills.
The resulting impact on the Earth is startling. Dr. Jen again.
Improper disposal of electronics harms the environment. For example, toxic elements can seep through the soil into the groundwater, which is a major source of fresh water for many communities. Or they can be released into the air. There have been attempts at regulation to deal with this, but they have not been effective enough.